Good evening, everybody. I only decided to speak in the last minute, so I'm not really on the program. Kvod HaRabbanim, thank you for your beautiful words, Rabbi Schachter. We're overwhelmed by the love and support from people in the shul and in the community here this evening in this beautiful Marrakesh room. There are several thank yous that I feel are very appropriate for me to say before the rabbi comes up to speak. Firstly, to mum and dad, my parents-in-law, who truly are like a second set of parents for me. From taking care of me after two C-sections, to spending Yamim Tovim with us, carpooling, shopping, schlepping, playing with the kids, your visits are always keenly awaited and enjoyed. You've always guided us with such love and wisdom, and we continue to learn from your menschlichkeit and life experience, and may we continue to do so for many years to come. These last few weeks have been a bit of a whirlwind for you, and I think that's why my mother-in-law is feeling a little unwell this evening, and that's why she's not here with us. The night before your trip to Israel, you celebrated the engagement of one granddaughter, and on Thursday, just before you came here, you became great-grandparents for the first time. May you continue to have nachas from all your children and grandchildren at Me'av Esrim. To my dear children, you are such a source of continued delight to Abba and me. Your support and understanding during a few difficult years has added much stress to your lives, and I know that uprooting and moving you to a new country has been difficult for all of us, but please know that we are so proud of how you conduct yourselves. In the short time that we've been here, you have endeared yourselves to a whole new community. Your teachers and peers are delighted to have you in their schools, and you really raise the bar in many levels. And the shul is a beneficiary of Shmuley's exemplary laning and davening. You're all warm, intelligent, talented, and wise beyond your years. And we thank Hashem for blessing us with you, and we thank you for your devotion to one another and to our family. Your fabulous big siblings to Yechiel and Galit. They're so lucky to have you in their lives. And we have started a new chapter in our lives here in St. Louis, and we're confident that Hashem has great plans for our family. Moshe, it's been wonderful to stand by your side as you have led communities in the past and continue to do so here in St. Louis. I can't count the number of people who sing your praises for your wonderful ability to listen and connect, your amazing teaching, your meaningful and heartfelt messages at weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, and levayas. I hope and pray that Hashem will bless us with continued good health, professional success, and boundless nachas from our amazing family. Thank you to all the fabulous people here in the shul who have gone way beyond the call of duty to help us settle in and feel at home here in St. Louis. From day one, we really felt that we were taken care of. The transition committee did a fabulous job of organizing everything for us, meals, Shabbos invitations upon our arrival, and we really thank those who have opened up their homes to us and to our family over Shabbatot and Chagim. We look forward to getting to know all of you even better as soon as possible. Rachel and Bonnie, this is amazing. You have done such fabulous jobs here this evening. Your boundless energy is enviable. We have really enjoyed getting to know you and look forward to sharing many smachot together here in the future. The last few times I had the opportunity to address the whole shul other than at our family smachot was at a farewell dinner in Calgary 10 years ago and in Toronto this past summer. And I can tell you that I much prefer to speak at this type of event. So, I'll end there. Yemitz Hashem, we should all be zoche for many years to come to share as a community in each other's lives.
Dear friends, I know the hour is late, and I will endeavor to be sensitive to that fact. Avi Mori, Kvod Rav Schechter, Rabbi Lerner, honored rabbis, Rebbetzin Rifkin, Mr. President, and the co-chairs, dear friends. Sages tell us that Yosef in Egypt saw an image of his father, Dumuk Duknoshel Aviv, which guided him through times of critical moral decisions. When I began my rabbinic career over 15 years ago, I knew the kind of Rav I wanted to be, because I looked at my father, and in you I saw that role model. And so I thank you for making that extra effort to come here, and to Mommy as well. Unfortunately, due to this flu bug, she was unable to be here this evening, but she too has been not only a mother and mother-in-law, but a role model of Rebbetzinhood for Bela and for myself, and the unique role that a Rebbetzin plays in the life of a community. And so we thank you. Rabbi Schechter, what can I say? In response to those very exceptionally kind words, except that I'm glad that my father was here to hear them. I well remember that first phone call. When you called me to invite me to participate in the Rabbinic Yarchei Kala at the Rabbi Soloveitchik Institute in Boston, I was honored and elated that you considered me worthy of being part of that unique group of rabbis with whom you would personally open up and share not only your experiences, but your mind and your heart. And I will never forget our first session, when you sat around a group of rabbis and you spoke about the importance of our own personal families, and of not letting our professional lives hinder our personal relationships with our wives and children. And you cried. And in that moment, you were Kona all our hearts, and we are forever grateful. You have served as a personal confidant and friend to each of your Talmidim, and we have called on you often for counsel, advice, and direction. And in all fairness and in all honesty, I probably would not be here this evening were it not for your counsel and direction. And now this enormously important and ongoing project has been adopted by Yeshiva University Center for the Jewish Future. And we thank them for allowing this small but growing group of rabbis today to continue proudly to see you as their mentor, and in that way to see Yeshiva University under the able leadership of President Richard Joel to be a spiritual anchor for our communities and the rabbinic leadership of the next generation. I count myself amongst those so privileged. Thank you. Chazak ve'ematz. Rabbi Lerner, thank you for making the effort to come here this evening to honor us and to honor our community. For your greetings on behalf of the National Council of Young Israel, and for personally extending to me a very warm and very cordial welcome into the Young Israel family, not only this evening, but last summer as well. St. Louis is in some ways a little off the beaten trail of major Jewish centers in America, but it is fundamentally an important community to the future of Orthodoxy in the Midwest. And we know that you are aware of that and that you value that, and its continued growth and vibrancy and diversity and sense of community make it such a crowning jewel in the Young Israel movement, one which we are all proud of being a part of. And I thank you. My fellow colleagues, rabbis of the Vaad and of the community and of the educational institutions of the city, I thank you for opening your hearts to me and for welcoming me so warmly into your midst and into your embrace. Barry, every rabbi in a new community dreams of having balabatim who are understanding, respectful, supportive, menschlich, guiding but not overbearing, helpful, constructive, and ever ready to do whatever is necessary to help advance the cause of the synagogue and support for the rabbi. Such balavatim are often rare. But in the short 6 months that I have been here, I have seen how perfectly you fit this role and how critical your leadership and guidance has been over the years. And I see this entire community looking up to you as a role model for that kind of relationship between a congregation and a rabbi. And I read Rabbi Bienenfeld's letter and I understood that what I had seen was in fact so. And I wanted to add my thanks to you, to Hesse, to your entire family for just being who you are. I have already expressed my thanks to the Torah teachers and the shul, and I will add just that I am proud to be part of a community that so values Torah learning and sharing the honor of this dinner with all of you. A shul that chooses to honor Torah learning is a reflection of a priority, and that I am very proud of. Bobby, you were not going to get off the hook. And I'm going to add my comments to Stuart as well, who could not be here this evening. But to both of you, I can honestly say that I don't think Bela and I would be here were it not for the two of you either. Not only because of the effort you put into guiding the search process, but perhaps most especially because of the Menschlichkeit with which you approached that process. From the first phone conversations, through the selection, the election, the negotiation, the relocation, to the development of the unique relationship between rabbinic and lay leadership. I think I speak for everybody when I say you have and continue to demonstrate all that is good in Jewish communal leadership and synagogue leadership. And I know, Bobby, I know that with the renewal of my contract will come the renewal of your contract. So I am quite comfortable in our future together. Shell and I will have a talk about that later. To Rachel and Bonnie, what can I say except that you have done, as echoed this entire evening, an extraordinary job. I know that planning a dinner is not easy. I know that planning a fundraising dinner is an even greater challenge. Planning one of the most successful fundraising dinners for this show is an even greater challenge. And the greatest challenge of all is doing this for a synagogue with a rabbi looking over your shoulder. And so I want to thank you, truly, for all of your efforts. It's been fun, and I hope it has been fun for you too. Because I know that we are all looking forward with great anticipation to seeing what you do next year to outdo yourselves. Acharon, acharon, chaviva, my dearest Bela. They say that behind every great man there is an even greater woman. And that is truly, certainly the case in the Rabbanus. I cannot begin to describe to all of you here the devotion and the commitment, the love and the pure energy that you, Bela, have and demonstrate every day of your life to everyone in your life, to me, to your wonderful children, to your parents and your in-laws, your siblings, extended family, and our extended family, the community which we serve together. You have that unique ability to share your love boundlessly and endlessly. You have that ability to cut through the surface of issues and understand their substance. You have that ability to put everyone at ease and to make everyone you speak to feel comfortable and safe. In short, you are, and always have been, not only the perfect wife, mother, eshet chayil, and friend, but the ideal rebbetzin. I know I love you dearly. Your family loves you dearly, and this installation is as much yours as it is mine. Dear friends, As you know, I begin every sermon with that phrase. Yes, the sermon comes next. That's what the... I do so for two reasons. One, you learned over Shabbos, my father does that too. And the second is because I think it reflects a very important message about the relationship between a rabbi and a congregation. It reflects the idea that our relationship is much more than one of just leadership and authority. It's a friendship and a journey, and it's one that we share together. Helping each other grow, being there for one another in times of need, and sharing times of joy. It's a relationship of friendship, community, and a family. The strength and vitality of a synagogue is a reflection of the membership of that synagogue, and we have had the opportunity to get to know many of you over the past 6 months. There are still many of you we look forward to getting to know further, and to all we look forward to deepening that sense of friendship. And I look forward to being able to introduce every sermon with the sincerity of that phrase, dear friends, for many years to come. I'd like to spend just a few moments. I know the hour is late. I said that already. But I would like to reflect for a few moments, if you would allow me, on what a synagogue is and what a synagogue should be. A makom tefillah, undoubtedly. A makom Torah, a place of prayer and of Torah learning, absolutely. But much more. A Beit Knesset is a Beit Knesset Yisrael. It's a house of the community of Israel, of the gathering of Israel. And as such, it is a place which gives expression to the concept of the Tzibur and must bring together all the components that make up our Tzibur and help us work together to maximize our individual and communal potential. We have to constantly remind ourselves that a Tzibur is not made up of just like-minded individuals who look and feel exactly the way I do and march to the exact same drumbeat. On the contrary, a Tzibur is by definition made up of varied components of our people. Its strength is in its diversity and in its creative energies. Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to say that a Tzibur is an acronym for the combination of tzaddikim, benonim, and rishaim, all working together in a mosaic of a Jewish community in an atmosphere of mutual respect and tolerance, united by a common identity and bound together by their most remarkable institution of Jewish life, the Beit Knesset, the Beit Knesset Yisrael. In this spirit, dear friends, Shachter already made allusion to the fact, a reference to the fact, that a Beit Knesset is founded on the principles that found the world. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilut Chasadim, Torah learning, prayer, and Avodah service, and loving kindness. And each of these three components work together to build the strength of a community in a Beit Knesset. Certainly the prayers, uplifting prayers, prayers that combine us together, that uplift our spirits and our hearts, prayers of song and energy and kavana and dignity, Torah, learning, a place we come to be inspired by the intellectual stimulation of Torah, the exuberance of a shir. The third pillar, that of Gemilut Chesed, is what I'd really like to focus on for a moment. Traditionally, shuls have reflected this value by reaching out to the sick, to their families, by comforting the bereaved, by sharing life cycles, both joyous and otherwise. We are a family, and we feel that closeness amongst ourselves. And this evening is a reflection of that sentiment of closeness and family. And these are the most fundamentally important components of the life of a shul. But to be a true Beit Knesset, that binds and links together all of Israel, as Esther said, Lech knos et kol ha-Yehudim,
Beit Knesset must reflect the principles of loving kindness towards each other, that is true, but also towards those who are not within these walls, but who are outside them. Member or guest, rich or poor, those who share my personal views on religious observance, those who do not. A fellow Jew walks through our doors, should be made to feel that they have a share in this community and are welcomed with warmth and sincerity. It is all too easy for our youth to feel inadvertently lost because of the possible oversight that a synagogue can have. It doesn't keep our youth at the center of our attention. This synagogue prides itself on the role of our youth and on the centrality of our youth in our lives. It is a mark of the strength of this community to see our children, to see our children in shul, to see our children in youth groups, to see our children engaged in Torah reading as we saw this past Shabbat and the Shabbat before and the Shabbat after, to see our children engaged in synagogue life and in learning. They are our most precious commodity. And we have to reach out to them, listen to them, hear what they say, help them see their great potential, provide that safe environment for them to have that spiritual growth that we seek for ourselves and for our families. And I am proud to be part of a synagogue that so values our richest and most precious commodity. Building a community, engaging our youth, however, is not just the domain of a synagogue. It's a partnership with the institutions of Jewish education in which we entrust our children for their education, both Jewish and general, and which are so vitally critical to the growth and vitality of a Jewish community. Dear friends, when my grandfather, Michal Kosofsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, reached South Africa in 1941, he found a community with enormous potential, but which was missing something fundamentally important at its core, a Jewish day school and the Yeshiva High School. He dedicated his life and his career to building and nurturing what became known as the Yeshiva College. We have graduates of that illustrious institution in our midst. Every great rabbinic leader of our people has always understood that a Jewish community is only as strong as are its institutions of Jewish education. Johannesburg, that school helped transform the Orthodox community into the significant community that it was and continues to be. My paternal grandfather was the principal of the Eitz Chaim Yeshiva of Borough Park, the first day school in America to teach Yivrit b'Yivrit, and we have graduates of that yeshiva in our midst as well. Here in St. Louis, and at the Young Israel of St. Louis, we are privileged to have had a deep, historic, and profound partnership with the Epstein Hebrew Academy and the Block Yeshiva High School, where our children learn and grow, where they develop the building blocks of education and life skills, and most importantly, develop not only the practices of Jewish life and the skills of Jewish learning, but the beauty, the depth, the love, and the lifetime devotion to Torah as a way of life. The goal of this partnership is to encourage all sides to be the best that they can be, to strive for excellence, to continue to challenge one another constructively for the betterment of all and for the shared common goal of raising our children to a life fully and lovingly devoted to the principles and practices of halacha and a life filled with Torah learning and values. And last but not least, building a Beit Knesset Yisrael also means participating in the historical drama of Knesset Yisrael, certainly on the local level of the Jewish community, but also, and perhaps more importantly, on the national and international scene, the drama of Knesset Yisrael that comes to life in the modern state of Israel. To me, the principles of religious Zionism are more than just about saying Hallel and Yom HaAtzmaut or encouraging Aliyah. It is a mindset, as Rav Schachter alluded to before, that sees Israel as one of the greatest gifts of the Almighty to our people since the destruction of the Temple. Reshit Tzmichat Gulatenu is more than just words. It's a way of looking at history, to see our destinies intertwined with Israel, to see the great religious, spiritual value in the establishment of the State of Israel as a historical process, to stand up to the world with pride in our hearts and thanksgiving to the Almighty for all that Israel has accomplished in her short 60 years of life. We recite the prayer for the State of Israel with pride, together, because Israel binds our people together from across the globe, from across the religious spectrum. Israel has the power to truly unite the hearts of every Jew. So there you have it in a nutshell. My philosophy of the rabbinate in 7.5 minutes. And my vision for the future of our synagogue. A proud, wonderful institution at the heart of which are wonderful members, families, you, community that has much to offer and yet so much potential to unlock. And Bela and I are thrilled to be part of it, proud of your accomplishments, and hopeful that we can muster the courage to face the challenges ahead. One more personal note. Ish ein ba'aretz asher ya'aseh tov v'lo yechata. That's a verse in Kohelet, which I'm teaching on Monday night. You're all invited to the class in Kohelet on Monday nights. But this is not a plug for that class. No human being can ever claim that they do not make mistakes. That is the domain of angels. And a rabbi is no different. I have and I will make mistakes. There will be people who I will inadvertently slight or mistakenly hurt, or some for whom my approach to rabbinic leadership may not resonate exactly with their expectations. In advance, I ask for your mechila, for your tolerance, and for your understanding. The slights and the hurts are certainly unintentional, and I hope that we can forgive each other, for that too is a midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The philosophical differences are part of the mosaic of the tzibur, of which I spoke earlier. But if we work together in an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding, we will build a community that will be all the stronger for it. You have honored here this evening three crowns, reflected in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avot. The crown of Kahuna belongs to the rabbi in a synagogue. The crown of Torah belongs to all of the Torah leaders and teachers and educators that you have honored here this evening. And the crown of Malchus is the crown of the lay leadership, so well represented and honored in the service award to Barry. The last crown that the Mishnah reflects is the Keter Shem Tov, the crown of the good name, which Alel Gabean, which is elevated amongst them above them all. That's the crown that we all wear together as a community, each and every one of us, part of that community, part of that reputation and that good name. Together, we shall nurture that crown carefully, for it is the most delicate of crowns, and together, we shall achieve great things.